Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, we have been hearing so much over the weekend about the G20 summit and what happened there with President Biden. And now moving on to the climate summit, the global climate summit. But there's some things still to be discussed. And we have with us now on our WHBC Newsline, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live from Glasgow. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Pam.
So tell me, I mean, you know, there are some climate activists who are not too happy with what happened at the G20, right?
Yeah, that's certainly true. And Air Force One has just landed, I can tell you, just down the road from here in Edinburgh, Scotland's capital. And so President Biden is motoring his way now towards Glasgow and this huge convention centre where this global climate summit is underway. But you're right, it was preceded immediately by a G20 meeting. So this group of 20 large economies gathered in Italy. And, you know, they made some pledges on climate, but it wasn't the kind of sweeping commitments that a lot of NGOs and activists had been hoping for. And indeed, President Biden at the end of the summit said that China and Russia didn't show up when it came to making climate promises. And all of that, Pam, has contributed to, I would say, a bit of tension in the air here. There are thousands of delegates from all over the world racing around this summit site, and many of them are very concerned about climate change. And there is this kind of mood of pessimism going into this summit, even though it's a really rare opportunity. There's about 120 world leaders here. That just very rarely happens that you get that kind of number of heads of state and government in one place. And yet there is this sense that many of these activists say the world just is not moving quickly enough. China and Russia are staying away. Their presidents are not here at all. And even President Biden, you know, the White House says he's going to arrive with a strong message about American leadership on climate, but he hasn't managed to get his spending plans yet through Congress.
And what about Vladimir Putin? Because I had heard that maybe he would address them by video. Is that going to happen? Have we heard anything about that?
Well, I mean, what we've heard is that the British organisers are not keen on video. They don't like the idea of leaders thinking they can stay away from this. This is an in-person summit and you're supposed to be here. So I'm not sure if Putin would have been granted permission to speak by video. Certainly China's President Xi had hoped to do the same thing. And we don't know whether we're going to hear from him. I mean, that's the challenge, is that you've got these leaders. I mean, Vladimir Putin, he has shifted on climate. You know, a few years ago, he was saying that global warming would be a good thing for Russia because Russians would spend less money on fur coats and would have, you know, more disposable income. But he shifted. He doesn't say that kind of thing anymore. But there is this sense that, you know, you've got countries like Britain, like America, if President Biden can get this through Congress, who are talking about making big changes, spending lots of money and changing the way that their voters live their lives to adapt to climate change. And there's a sense that maybe the Chinese and the Russians aren't on board. And if you don't have, say, the world's largest emitter, China, on board, well, it really takes the shine off what the others are up to.
Yeah. So what's on the agenda today? How will this move forward?
Well, we're going to hear from President Biden and various other world leaders. So we'll get an idea of exactly what the White House means by this statement of strong leadership. I mean, I would say, Pam, one of the curious things about this summit is how it does bring rich and poor countries together. And they're in the same room. And over the next couple of days, the president could be meeting up or bumping into in the corridors with all sorts of people. And before this got underway, I spoke to the environment minister of the Maldives, beautiful, picturesque island nation in the Indian Ocean. But it's starting to disappear. You know, she's told me that the 90% of the Maldives' hundreds of islands are shrinking. They're starting to suffer coastal erosion from rising sea levels. So it's starting to vanish. She said all of their fresh water sources have been corrupted by storm surges. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for leaders of these poorer countries to try and collar some of the richer countries and get their case across. And I had to put this question to the environment minister from the Maldives. You know, if the Chinese and the Russians aren't here, why should the Americans be taking all the burden of this if the other big emitters aren't following? And she said, her argument was, the U.S. is a country, she said, that has everything at its disposal. It's a global superpower, and the benchmarks should not be what another country does.
Wow. And so how long is this going to last?
It's scheduled to last about 2 weeks, 12 days. But the world leaders just hit the start. And the idea is that they make their arrival, they attract a lot of attention, and then they lead their officials to get on with thrashing out some kind of negotiations and agreements. The long duration of this plan does give President Biden, it could work to his advantage, because he says he wants to get his spending bills voted on in Congress in the next few days. So it's possible, if he gets that done, then the U.S. will be able, by the end of this summit, to say, we're leading on climate, and here's the proof.
All right. Well, we certainly will be keeping an eye on this. A lot of big stuff happening there. We appreciate the update, Simon. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.